You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Well, the NFL is over. College football is over. Detroit Tigers pitchers are reporting on Monday. It's time to start the long season of talking baseball. No one knows Tigers baseball better than our guest, Mario Mpemba from Fox Sports Detroit. Mario, thanks for joining us. I know you got a busy morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Question. Does anybody do a better job than Major League Baseball at staying relevant all year long?
No, and it's funny because, you wonder what in the world they could do in the off season, because the baseball season is so long, and when winter rolls around, you wonder what they could do to keep their name in the papers and on television and on radio. And they do a great job of spreading out their awards, and they do a great job of just getting people interested in the upcoming season. So you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the season ends in November sometimes, and you're just thinking baseball, and once March rolls around, you're ready to go again. So there's really no off-season for baseball, and that's kind of neat.
Let's talk Tigers a little bit here. I've been very impressed with the signings that they've had this off-season. Who do you think is the most crucial signing that they've had so far this year?
Well, for me, it's Victor Martinez, because we got sick and tired last year of watching opposing teams just walk Miguel Cabrera in key situations all season long. I mean, there was really no real reason to pitch to Cabrera, especially after Maglio went down. And, you know, Inge was injured for a while and Guillen went down. There really was no protection in the lineup for Cabrera. So with Victor Martinez in there behind him now, with Maglio in front of him again, that's a pretty formidable 3-4-5. So, you know, for me, it was the Victor Martinez signing. I know that Joaquin Benoit certainly is going to make the bullpen a whole lot better, but Martinez just gives that lineup another dimension.
Is Martinez going to be the DH? Are they going to have him catch? What exactly is his position going to be?
Well, I think that's going to evolve, really. I think that, you know, the plan going into spring training is that there's no question, you know, he will DH, I think, probably 4 days a week. And you know, Alex Avila will do the bulk of the catching. But, you know, we'll have to see how that goes, because Alex, I think, still has to prove that he can hit at the major league level consistently. And it's all about scoring runs. And I think that was one of the things that really was difficult for the Tigers at times last year. So if Alex struggles offensively, you may see Martinez catch a little bit more. But I think initially going into spring training and coming out of camp and going into the season, that's probably the way it's going to work out.
We're talking with Mario Mpemba, the Detroit Tigers play-by-play man for Fox Sports Detroit. Mario, it's Scott. One of the big signings that I liked was Brad Penny. What do you think his impact will be on the rotation?
Well, Scott, I think he brings a veteran presence to the rotation. And when you look at how things are shaking out right now, you know, it's awfully good at the top end with Verlander and Porcello and Scherzer. You know, Phil Koch, I think, is still somewhat of a question mark, and that he's making the transition from the bullpen to the rotation. So with that, I think you need a guy that you can count on to, you know, if he's going to stay healthy, you know, can give you close to 200 innings a year, you know, win in the double digits. I think Penny has proven that he can do that at the big league level when he's healthy. And from all indications, he is healthy right now. The Tigers were extremely impressed with him when he threw for them before they signed him. So they say he's good to go. They're excited to have him. And, you know, if the scouts say they're excited, then I'm excited to have him too.
Mario, looking at this roster, I think the Tigers actually could make a run at the Central this year. Where do you think they could end up this year, or do you think it's too early to tell?
Well, I think right now going into spring camp, and you're right, it is too early because you don't know how injuries are going to affect a race, and it certainly had a devastating effect on the Tigers last year. They, you know, they were in first place going into the break, and all of a sudden things fell apart because of the injuries. But I think, looking objectively at this season, I think the White Sox are an extremely good baseball team. They made some upgrades to their offense and some upgrades to their pitching, and they have a very deep rotation. So in my mind, they're the chief competition right now for the Tigers. But you can't just count out the Minnesota Twins. For some reason, somehow, some way,
they find a way.
They do. And to lose a guy like Justin Morneau for the second half of the season and still go on to win that division, it's just mind-boggling to me. I mean, these guys, they play such good defense. They're fundamental. They pitch. They throw strikes. And it's worked for them. So you can't discount them. So I think this year going into spring training, yeah, you've got to look at it as a three-team race.
Well, that's the AL Central. And I'm always curious. The AL East gets so much publicity. And even in the offseason, with the moves the Yankees are or are not making and the big moves that the Red Sox made, and then you kind of compare that to the AL Central, where everybody just kind of talks down towards them. How do the teams in the AL Central feel when they're compared to the East like that?
Well, I mean, that's always going to happen. You know, whether or not the Yankees are good or the Red Sox are good, they're in major markets, and people are always going to talk about those teams. So that's always going to happen, regardless of, you know, who may have better talent on paper. And I think the Central each year, you know, just has to prove to themselves that they can play with the East. You know, now Boston, with the offseason moves they've made, to me, are the best team in baseball right now. So they're the team that's going to have to be beat. But the Yankees are going to be solid again. The Orioles have made tremendous strides with the signs they've made, most recently Vlad Guerrero for their offense. The Blue Jays will be good. You know, Tampa took a lot of hits, you know, but there's still, I think, enough talent for them to be a decent baseball team. So, you know, the East is loaded. But the Central, when you look at some of the teams and some of the moves that were made in the offseason, Detroit got better, Chicago got better. As we mentioned, Minnesota's always going to be there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, which way it works out.
Well, what dictates offseason moves more, in division like that with the White Sox and Twins, or when you see the Red Sox and the Yankees and the AL East bolstering their teams?
Yeah, I think from the Tigers' point of view, and I can't speak for other clubs, I think that they just try and go out and make themselves the best team they can be each season, regardless of what the Red Sox are doing and regardless of what the Yankees are doing. And I think most teams in the Central probably take that tack because they can't compete with the payrolls that those other big powerhouses in the East, you know, will constantly roll out every year. So they have to go out and try and make themselves as best as they can, the best team they can, regardless of what those other teams do. So, and I think that's what the Tigers have done the last couple of years, and I think that's what the White Sox have done as well.
Mario Mpemba, Fox Sports Detroit, does play-by-play for the Tigers, joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley. Mario, answer me this question. Who is more important to this season being success? Rick Porcello getting it together or Miguel Cabrera putting up the same numbers he did last year?
Rick Porcello, without a question. I mean, I don't have to think about that because, to me, the teams that get into postseason and go deep into postseason are the teams that have the solid pitching. And not only that, but, you know, a solid 1-2 and 3. I think it goes beyond a 1-2 now. I think you have to have a 1-2 and 3. And look what the Giants did last year with the top three in their rotation. So, to me, Rick Porcello has to bounce back. And we know he can do it because his rookie season was a terrific rookie year. He took a step back last year, but I think the talent is there. We know what Cabrera is going to do. I mean, Cabrera can have an offseason and still hit 30 homers, knocking 100 runs. So, in my mind, Rick Porcello needs to step up a little bit this year and be a solid number three behind Verlander and Scherzer.
We've talked about the starting rotation. What about the bullpen? How are the Tigers feeling comfort-wise with their bullpen?
Well, I think they're real comfortable right now, but, you know, we haven't played a game yet, so we don't know if Joel Zamayan is going to be able to withstand the rigors of a year, full season. He hasn't done that really since his rookie year of 2006. But the addition of Joaquin Benoit, Ryan Perry is another year older, Jose Valverde is back. That's a really seriously good back end of the bullpen. Again, everybody has to stay healthy. You know, even Valverde last year was not the healthiest, and his numbers indicated that in the second half after a terrific first half. So, you know, I think there's enough really good pieces. You know, from the left side, Daniel Schlereth, I think, is going to be a terrific left-handed reliever in this league. Brad Thomas was solid last year. So I think there are a lot of pieces there, and I think they have the ability to be one of, if not the, best bullpen in the league.
Mario, our last Tigers question before we switch over to the Oakland and Grizzlies real quick. The two rookies from last year who made a huge impact were kind of fan favorites, Austin Jackson, Brennan Bosch. What do you see them doing in their sophomore year?
Well, I see Jackson cutting down on his strikeouts. I think he'll make a concerted effort to do that, and I think we'll see a little bit more power out of Austin this year. It's amazing what he did last year. A good many of his hits were either up the middle or to right field. So this kid knows how to hit. You know, it was no fluke. And on top of that, he's a Gold Glove caliber defender in center field. So I see Jackson taking that next step of maybe cutting down the strikeouts a little bit and maybe seeing a little bit more power. With Brennan Bosch, terrific athlete, terrific arm. I think he's a better defender than he showed. And I think he's probably closer to the guy we saw in the first half last year as opposed to the guy we saw in the second half. But he needs to figure out how to do it for an entire season. And I think that's what his his goal is, and if he's able to do it, I think he can put together some really steady numbers and be a very big part of the offense again this year.
Mario Mpemba, Fox Sports Detroit with us. Mario, you're doing the Oakland IPFW game today. Oakland's having an excellent year, and they got a big chance today to take a huge lead in the Summit League if they can beat IPFW. Talk a little bit about this season with Oakland and how they're gearing up for the fact that they're going to have to win that Summit League tournament if they want to make it to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think there was the thought that there was a chance they could get an at-large bid if they ran the table in the regular season and won a couple of games in the tournament. They still might have gotten an at-large bid because of the long winning streak they've had. They, you know, they won 20 straight conference games going into the UPUI game last week and lost to the Jaguars in Indianapolis. But this is a really good team. I think eventually they need two more wins to win the conference this year, and then of course go into the tournament. I think they'll win the tournament. I think they'll get back to the NCAA tournament. I don't think there's any question they're the best team in the league, but anything can happen. And, you know, when you get to a tournament situation where if you go cold and another team gets hot and all of a sudden you lose and you're out. So, but I think there's enough depth on this team. You know, they're not just Keith Benson. You know, he's a big, big part of what they do, but there's so much depth on the perimeter. They can really shoot it. And on nights when they play lockdown defense, there's not too many teams in this league that can beat them. So I'm looking forward to today's game. You know, if they win here today and win next week on Thursday, they clinch the division, clinch the conference, and then they can move on. So they still have plenty of goals to accomplish.
Just one last question before we let you go, Marby. I'm looking at, you know, they played such a difficult out-of-conference schedule this year. If they do make it to the tournament because of how they prepped this year, is this team, do they have the potential to be a Cinderella-type team, or are they lacking that talent to really make that impact in the tournament?
No, I think they have a chance to win a couple of games in the tournament. I really do. I mean, you know, can they get to the Sweet 16? Well, you know, it depends on what seed they get and who they draw in the first round. I mean, they drew Pittsburgh in the first round last year, and had Derek Nelson not leave with an injury, they might have won that game. You know, and then all bets are off. Anything can happen because the seeds will even up a little bit. But I think that there's enough depth on this team where, you know, they can certainly get into the tournament, win a game or two. And if that happens, boy, that brings this program to really another level. And that's what they're trying to do here. You know, they're trying to be more than just, you know, a nice little cozy mid-major here in suburban Detroit. They, you know, they want people to know who they are. And I think we're starting to see that. And part of the reason is that they played a really grueling preseason schedule. They played five Big Ten teams this year. Last year they played at Kansas. You know, they played at Kansas State. They played at UCLA. They're not afraid to play anybody.
Well, they certainly have had a lot of momentum since that trouncing to North Carolina a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. Mario, we appreciate it, man. I know you got a lot going on today with doing the play-by-play. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Mario Mpemba, Fox Sports Detroit, covers the Tigers and also Oakland basketball. When we come back, we'll talk a little more college basketball. It's a Bubba Watch next on Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.